welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I am here with one of my very sweet friends. Cindy Butcher is coming to hang out.
Hello, everybody.
Y'all, I'm so excited to get to visit with her. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good.
And here, listen, real truth, if you have friends, you know, that you get love and cherish, but you have such a hard time making time to get together and hang out, start a podcast and invite them to come. That's how I get to hang out with Cindy.
That's right.
Right? Sadly.
That's right.
But it works.
Sadly enough, we had to schedule a time.
Schedule a specific time to be recorded to get to hang out together.
That's it. That's right.
I was thinking about you the other day when I knew you were going to be coming. And I was thinking about, gosh, when did I meet Cindy? And really thinking about it. And I think, I mean, I'm not even going to put years on it.
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh, it might have been before the twins. It really, really might have been before the
Maybe.
Twins.
Did the twins do AAA though?
No, they were never old enough to do AAA.
But
that's what I'm saying. I really, because when we first started coming, Allison was two.
Okay.
So it really was before the twins.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
yes.
A long time ago.
Yes.
Because you were on staff, people might not know.
Shh.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back
I was on
day.
Staff.
Yes.
Yes.
Children's ministry.
Children's ministry. So for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I served as the associate children's minister here at Sagemont Church.
So
and
fun.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. Y'all, if you've been to VBS in this year, dances you did. Choreographed by the Cindy Butcher.
Choreographed.
We're still doing them.
We're throwing that word around loosely.
Yes.
Choreographed. Yes. It was one of my most favorite times.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. So I came on as the associate children's minister, and I did, it might be easier to tell you what I didn't do, but
yeah,
I did children's ministry, large group worship, overseeing all of that, mm-hmm. music, praise for everybody, and mm-hmm. once they're in large group. And then I also had a fine arts program called AAA, which was like children's choir on steroids. It was
Trip.
Fantastic. And Betsy was an amazing volunteer for me.
Did.
Working with our lovely friend Monica.
Yes.
First grade.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. We had such a good time.
Such a good
so
time.
Did that and did all things VBS and all things camp. And
yep.
yes.
All the stuff.
It was great fun.
It was super fun.
And you know what's super cool is that I did that, and it was a season, and when that season came to a close, it was hard and it was sad,
sure.
and that, but that's okay,
yeah,
because that's life. But to this day, I still see children who were in that ministry, and I can be in the grocery store, Miss Cindy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, help me remember her name.
Right.
But they still remember. And the investment that people make in
Absolutely.
Children's lives at a young age is incredible because
yeah.
that fruit just grows. And so I'm very, very thankful
yeah,
that
really
God
cool.
saw fit to let me have a role
Absolutely.
In the spiritual development of so many kids' lives.
Yeah, because now you walk through the halls here at Sagemont, and you see those kids that now are bringing their kids.
Oh, yes. I have held babies in the nursery mm-hmm. of children mm-hmm. who were in my children's ministry program.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can this be?
Yeah.
But
because it also feels like it was yesterday.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It felt like it was yesterday. And to see them grow up. And so many of those kids actually have gone into ministry.
Yes.
Which is pretty incredible.
Which is awesome.
It is.
There are so many people serving in kids ministry right now.
Yes.
That would say, Cindy Butcher asked me to come serve 20 years ago. And
here I still am.
And here I am. And I fell
Where
in love with that.
Where is that rotten Cindy Butcher? She's not here. But, you know, and you see them and the investment that they're
yes.
making in the lives of children.
It's huge.
It's incredible. Yes.
And mm-hmm. I will say, just side note, I hadn't even thought about this, but Promotion Sunday is
oh,
just
yes.
in a few weeks
yes.
coming up in August.
Yes.
If you listen, Fun relationships. Come serve.
Yes.
That's how you can. We're going to talk about connect groups and building
yes.
community. But you do that during. You do that serving.
You do that
as
serving.
Well, and
Absolutely.
It's super important. And so if you're interested, if you're watching this today, call today.
Call today.
Because Promotion
they need
Sunday.
You.
Yeah,
yes,
they do.
Need
and it
you.
Is so
and
fun.
Is there anything? Oh, it is so fun.
It's super fun.
And the kids, there's nothing really more rewarding in serving in the church than I think in serving with children.
It's super fun.
It's great. And it is critical. We're at a time in our world where it is critical. And I used to say this all the time. This is nothing that we have planned on talking
it's
about,
fine,
by
though.
The way. But I used to say all the time, we would get them for, 3 hours a week? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, maybe. And everything we're trying to pour into them, the world is combating against it. And it's such a small window in their week, you know, to come alongside and help parents. Because that is the role of children's ministry.
Absolutely.
It's not to take over the spiritual lives of the children.
That's right. It's
it is to come alongside and help and support and pour in. And you get that small amount of time during the week. And you think about everything in their schools, on TV, on their devices, everything is combating against what we're trying to teach them here at church. There is not a more important time to serve and teach children the Word of God, because they have to know that God's Word is true. Like, that's what's one of my big mantras when I was in children. God's Word is true.
Right.
It's not made up.
No.
We sometimes I go, oh, Bible stories. Yes, they're Bible stories.
But it's truth.
But it's not a made up story.
That's right.
It's truth. And that's what we have got to make sure that kids know and understand about the Word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell parents, excuse me, all the time, I'm like, kids ministry, student ministry, you're bringing your children and somebody is reinforcing what you're teaching at home. But your kids hear it from them differently.
Yes, they do.
And it just, there's such benefit.
Yes.
And that is one thing, really, truly, that I was going to ask you, because we're talking about connect groups, and we'll get there. But
maybe
one of the huge things, I think, that so many people now, as a church, when we're looking at people going to connect groups, why are people not getting plugged into a connect group?
Right.
I think a huge part of it is parents look at it and say, how in the world do I come to church from 9:15 to 12:45?
Right.
How do I give up? My kid's nap time's going to get changed.
Right.
When we eat lunch.
Right.
All of those things. You're like, that's a really long time.
It is a long time.
And if you haven't grown up in church where you're like, the doors are open, we're here, you know, that whole deal. If you're someone that's coming in and saying, this is a huge amount of time.
It is.
Even for me as a parent to be away from my child or whatever.
Yes.
Why? Why do they do that? Why do your grandbabies come?
Because you make time for the things that are important. You make time for the things that are important. And yes, and this is, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. I'm not going to argue that point for you. And it's Sunday. And man, and I've got to get these kids fed and I've got to get them for a nap because I got to get laundry done because I got to get my house clean because Monday's coming and it's coming quick. But is there anything more important than the spiritual lives of your children and you yourself as an adult? Because, like you said, getting plugged into a connect group, what I love about my connect group, Thrive, meeting at 9:30 Sunday mornings, thank you. We are studying the Word of God, and how does God reveal Himself? God reveals Himself through His Word.
Right.
And if you don't know the Word for yourself as a parent, how can you ever invest it in the children? And I'm not, and yes, but also, just Sunday morning is not enough for you as a parent. We all have to be doing daily Bible study.
Right.
Do we all do it every day? You know, I'd be the first one to be lying to say I did it every day.
Absolutely.
But is it the habit of my life to do it? Yes, it is.
Right.
But you can't teach your kids what you don't know. And we have an amazing pastor. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Levi Skipper, are you kidding me? He's what a gift from God at just the right time in the life of our church. There are Sundays I want to stand up and wave my hanky and say, preach.
Right.
Look eyeball to eyeball at Pastor Levi and go, dude, preach. You are on fire.
Right.
We are blessed. But I think even Levi would tell you, Pastor Levi would tell you, get in a Bible study. Study the Word of God. Because even just what is being taught in, you know, worship on Sunday mornings is not enough.
No.
You've got to know the Word for yourself, and that is to impart that to your children, you've got to do it.
Yeah, you have to do it.
And like I said, why do it? Because it's important.
It's important.
And you want your kids to grow up having connections with what we hope and pray are like-minded people
right.
who can support them, because when they get out in the world, again, everything is fighting against what mm-hmm. we're trying to raise our children, you know, in a Christian home and loving God's word. It is really hard for my kids to get here, you know, and yeah. bring two grandbabies.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. George and Howard.
They're cute.
Oh, they're cute. If you haven't met George and Howard. So,
they're
oh,
fun.
My gosh. So, yeah, I guess I'll tell you about my family in a minute. But they, you know, they're here. And can I tell yeah. you what I think is also so unique to Sage Mount is we are a generational church.
Yes.
When I, as a grandparent, see my children and my grandchildren in the halls mm-hmm. of this building and know that they're hearing sound doctrine and God's truth, man, that's an incredible thing.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It is a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Okay. So let's talk about your family real quick. Because we skipped over that. Oh, sorry, guys.
We really don't know where this is going.
It's fine. But I want to, go back to Thrive because I have like four questions in my head.
Yes.
But your sweet family. Tell us about your family.
Okay. So my family. I have two sons and a daughter. So Alex is just turned 35 this week.
Okay.
Because as we discussed,
I was like, are we going to talk about
I've
this?
I've had children in three different decades. That's right. So
if you know anybody else that has that, like,
let me know.
Multiple children in different decades.
Yes. I had a child born in 89, 93 and 2001. Three
yes.
different decades.
Maybe it's more common than we think.
They're going to go, psh, old school, I got five decades.
I don't know.
It's funny.
I would love to know, though. I think it's such
fun.
An interesting fact.
So, Alex is 35, and he's married to my beautiful, wonderful daughter-in-law, Christy. They live in Georgia, which makes me sad. I wish right. they would come back to Texas, but they are having a wonderful right. life, and that's great.
When your kids are thriving.
Yes, and happy.
Even if they're far away,
even
if they're thriving,
far away,
it's great.
Yay!
Yes.
And then Benjamin is married to beautiful Camille.
Yep.
She's lovely.
Love her.
And is an amazing mother.
She is.
To my two grandchildren. So George is 2.5, and oh, he's 2.5.
Yeah.
And not is he just 2.5, he's butcher 2.5, which is his whole different world. And then Howard is 6 months old,
he's
and
adorable.
I love them. And then I have little Christina Butcher, who is a full-time student at Texas A&M Galveston.
She's awesome.
She's a sweet, sweet girl.
Yeah.
She's what I call my unexpected blessing, that I was like, what? Having a baby?
Right.
This can't be. But I did, and she's amazing.
She is
and
lovely.
So I just as a, you know, so it's weird, not weird. How do you approach subject? I am a widow. My mm-hmm. husband passed away nearly 3 years ago, and September will be 3 years. Yes.
Wow.
But Bob and I were married at Sagemont Church. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people know because they prayed for Bob, mm-hmm. For his salvation for years upon years upon years upon years. And if you're a woman who is married to a man who doesn't know the Lord, don't stop praying.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say is don't stop praying. And my prayer always was, God, whatever it takes. Well, God did whatever it took. Mm-hmm. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt in that hospital room before Bob drew his last breath, he professed Jesus as his Savior.
Amen.
And there's nothing more that I could have ever asked for. And so when you hear me say about Bob or we or, you know, my husband and I was married for nearly 35 years
yeah.
before Bob passed away.
Yeah.
It'll be 3 years in September. But all that to say, you know, we had our kids here at church, mostly me because he didn't mm-hmm. come very often. But I brought them and I'm so glad that they
yes.
did. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that they came here.
They're
and they still
amazing
have,
kids.
They're great kids.
And whole another table talk that we need to come is talking about being a wife
mm-hmm.
that loves her husband dearly.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know the Lord.
Right.
And bringing your kids to church on Sunday mornings and feeling alone.
Oh, it's hard.
And
that is
that
a whole
looks
different
like.
Table
that's what
talk.
I was going to say, we're going to, but important because I know there's so many
there's
women.
There's so many
here
women, but it is
that.
Hard. And you know what, especially moms, it is hard. And if you are a wife and a mother and your husband doesn't know the Lord, but you do and you want your children at church, bring them.
Bring them.
It's twice as hard to do it, and you do feel alone, and you're like, man, is it worth it? Yes, it is. Yeah. Bring them to church. Get them invested. Do those things, because God is faithful. Yes. If there's one thing in all of this, God is faithful, and God's sovereign. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign.
Yes.
And, you know, we're studying this book. Okay, we're going straight to Thrive. We won't. But this is our Bible study that we're doing.
Yeah.
And you look at this book and you go, how could that possibly have anything? Because it's light and it's flimsy. But let me tell you what, the discussions we have in Thrive class, and we use a precept. I know there's a lot of precept students out there. It's a precept model. It's a precept curriculum. And when I discovered precept, I was like, what is this? It is an amazing tool that God uses to reveal himself and study his word. And you slow down and you read the scripture, you reread it, you mark it, and you see how everything from Genesis to Revelation, everything between, ties together so beautifully in his word. And what you see with this book in particular, where we're at right now, is God is sovereign. Hmm. And the reality is that if a great reason to join a connect group is, yes, connecting with people. Because like you said, we met how many years ago? Bob and I joined a class back years ago, and I still have friendships with those ladies because we were all in the same life period together. Right. We were young married people. We were raising our children. Mm-hmm. We were walking, you know, that walk and supporting one another. And it's amazing. And a lot of those ladies are still here. Some have moved on, but I still, you know, reach out to them.
Absolutely.
And see them. And that is a fantastic reason why, is because you have to have those connections, that support. You know, God wants us to do that. Don't forsake joining together.
That's right.
Have community. And you have to find, Sagemont's a big church.
It is.
And quoting Brother John, you got to find your small church in the big church.
Absolutely.
And that is what a connect group does. Mm-hmm. It helps you get connected and find your small group of people. Because when the bad time comes, and it's going to, when the hard times come, it's going to be your faith and your knowledge of God's word that gets you through, and the love and support of all those people who you have relationship, authentic relationship.
Absolutely.
Not surface, authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the day Bob passed away coming to your house.
Yeah.
And there weren't hundreds of people in your house.
No.
But there were specific people in
there were house. Specific people in my house.
And people that had known you for years.
Yes.
And that were there.
Yes.
Food.
Yes.
Cooking. What do we need to pick up? What do we need to go do? What do we need to help plan?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Just shown up.
And so my father-in-law came to the house, you know, his son.
Yeah.
My husband just passed away.
Yeah.
His firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And we left the hospital. And of course I had, it's the hardest, most horrible thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
When you have to call your husband's mother and tell her that her son has passed away.
Yeah.
When you have to call his dad and say, your son passed away. When you have to call your children.
Yeah.
And tell them.
Yeah.
There's not anything harder that I have ever been through.
Sure.
So we did that, and we came to the house, and Ernie came to the house, and I mean, people were just coming in, and like you said, food and this and that. And he's like, who are these people? I said, these are my people. These are my friends. And they all are friends from who I've met and established, and we have strong relationships here and outside of here. And he's like, is this like a ministry? Like, you know, that they do that? I said, no. I said, these are the people
who dropped whatever they were doing.
Who dropped what they were doing and came running.
Yep.
Came running.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed as long as I needed them to and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the family of God, the church. Not the organized church, the church.
Yeah.
It's the body of Christ living and doing life together.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That y'all. So often we say, go be a part of a connect group.
Mm-hmm.
One huge piece of that, y'all, that's the why.
Right.
That's the right. Why do I put that much time and effort? Why do I, right. Why am I vulnerable with people?
Right.
Why am I willing to share? Why am I willing to make somebody a meal?
Right.
When right. I have a baby or when something hard.
Right.
Why? That's how you build.
That's right.
Relationship.
That's
how you build that foundation of.
That's right.
People.
Right. And, you know, and those are the people came to my house. My class, you know, some of those people in my class, but my class that, you know, Bob had a stroke 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And the faithfulness of my class to pray for him, to pray for me, to pray for my children, to come alongside emotionally, financially, mm-hmm. time-wise, like, it's like, you can't really describe it.
Absolutely.
You can't describe it, but my class, because we study the Word of God together, and we have good conversations, and we love one another, and we support one another, they're there for you.
Yeah.
They are. And so relationships, and then studying God's Word, because if you don't know God's Word, you can't stand on God's Word. Do you think I'm sitting here today laughing it up with you because of my own strength?
Right.
No way. If it were up to me, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curled up, fetal position today.
Done.
I'm just going to go ahead and just be here.
Yep.
But because I have been in Bible study classes of the year, mm-hmm. and good Bible studies where good sound doctrine has been taught, and the truths that I know, I stood on those.
Sorry.
And clung to those.
Yep.
When it didn't feel good.
Nope.
I don't know if we can say sucked, but it really sucked. You know,
it
was horrible.
Absolutely.
But God's truth that I have studied over the years and hide God's Word in my heart,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to get up and move forward because God in His faithfulness, His Word does not return void. And I have seen it fleshed out in my life on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
You know, and yeah, I mean, for years, but obviously that was kind of like the pinnacle, you know, of what happened. And where, when you say, do I really believe what I say I believe? Well, you have to really believe it and know it.
You have to know it to believe it.
You have to know it to believe it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I wanted to circle back around, because we were talking about how great Pastor Levi is. And going to worship is so important.
It is important.
Being in there. But when you're sitting in a room with 1,000+ people, can't ask questions.
No.
There's not conversation. It's not built. It's not supposed to happen.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Y'all, again, that's another huge why.
Yes.
Are you going to be a part of a connect group?
Part of a connect group.
Because you're studying God's Word and you're asking each other questions.
We have amazing conversation.
And you're getting to say, hey, dig into that for just a second?
I mean, like, we have, so this book that we're doing right now, The Power of Knowing God, it's a 40-minute Bible study. This is really the only curriculum that we use in our class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the director of my class. I'm probably the worst director at Sage My Church, but it's the only curriculum that we use.
If you've heard precept before and you're like, I don't have time for 5 hours of homework and 10 hours.
You know what?
This is a different one.
Come to Thrive at 9:30.
That's right.
Jenny Kreitz is the primary teacher. Mm-hmm. She's
fabulous.
She's my best friend, but she's amazing.
Yeah.
Debbie Doris is our other teacher as well. These ladies are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you can't see this, but there are notes and we're mm-hmm. marking things and we're tying this scripture. Like we're learning about in here right now. So it's the power of knowing God. Well, you can't know God if you don't know His Word.
Right.
Because again, that's how He reveals Himself to us. And we're learning about and seeing in the Psalms and in Isaiah how God is omnipotent and He's omnipresent and He's omniscient and He's faithful and He's sovereign over everything. He's not sovereign over a little bit. He's sovereign over all
of it.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And He's faithful in that. And again, if you don't study it, you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have those deposits in your class. And we have great conversation. We have lots of back and forth. And and that's also how you connect with people as well.
Absolutely.
You know, is having really good and honest conversation. And we study God's Word together. And again, we see God revealing himself through his word in every, and I'll tell you what, you want to talk about God being sovereign, have a plan in our Bible study. This may have been the very first book that we did, I don't know, 4 years ago or so. We did this book, and then we did Heaven, Hell, and Life After Death, and we did another book, and I can't remember what it was. But all of those books work together, and at the very right time, my kids were in the class at the time. When Bob died, we all had been learning the same thing.
Right.
Because we learned that God has numbered our days. He holds our life in his hand. We all have a birth appointment. We all have a death appointment. We're not going to miss those.
That's right.
But some people think, wow, how did that happen? You know what? God was in control. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to say sometimes.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm like, there's nothing I could have done differently to change any of that.
That's right.
Mm-mm. You know, but without having studied God's word, I wouldn't have those truths to stand on.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I love about Thrive. Specifically, if you're looking for a class, y'all, one of the great things about Thrive is you can have been a believer for 40, 50, 60, 70 years.
Yes.
And anytime you get into God's word, you're learning something. It's alive and active. It is going to teach you. Mm-hmm. But also, if you are a brand new believer and you're opening up the Bible and going, I don't even know where to start or what to do when I start. Y'all, this is you come in and sit in the class for 40 minutes and they're going to walk you through. Like,
we do it together.
Let's look at this word.
That's right.
Let's put this part out. Like,
that's right.
It's not just studying God's word. It's learning how to study God's word.
It is. It's learning how. Like I said, this is amazing. A fantastic tool.
Yeah.
There's nothing magic in this book.
No, it's just a
tool. This is a tool. And it's the tool that we use to study God's word. Because the thing about the precept, you know, mindset is that you slow down. There's purpose. You let scripture interpret scripture. Mm-hmm. So there's times in this book, like we can be in Psalm, but then we're also going to be in Isaiah.
Right.
We're seeing how they completely tie together. And in the book of John. And can I tell you how many times, like in this book, we've been in John and it'll pull something up, but that's not the book of John. And we go in there and Levi's talking on the same thing. And we're like, holy smokes, God, what are you doing here? It's pretty incredible how God, that just shows you how amazing God is. That what we're studying here is also over here. And you build scripture upon scripture, truth upon truth upon truth. And you start to be able to recall those things.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing in of itself, that when you've been studying God's word and you can recall it.
And get to share it with somebody.
Oh my gosh. Like I don't know, there's something in my brain. I have a hard time memorizing. Like I don't know. You put it to music, I can do that.
Sure.
There's something about music and maybe that's why I did that for so long.
Right.
I don't know. But when you start to be able to recall scripture because you've studied it and you've seen repeated truth, it is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So Thrive, 9:30.
9:30.
13, what room are y'all in? No.
Don't know. Go past the coffee shop, turn right and turn left.
That's right. The North Wing behind the cafe in
Not
there.
The North Wing. It's forbidden. No. Is that the West Wing? I don't know. We told you it could go off the rails. We've actually done pretty good,
I think. We've done great.
If you had seen before we started recording, that would be a whole different story.
Jason, our wonderful videographer, we're like, do you see girly recording all the things?
You know, they did that to me one time.
Oh, like started before they told you they started?
When I was doing a video for VBS, it was the Australian theme VBS.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Nathan Kimbrough. If you're out there, Nathan, I've not forgotten. And we're just up in the thing, just, I have an inflatable crocodile and I've got my Aussie hat on and I'm just having fun and being stupid. And he used that
instead of that actual video.
That was like, how can this be? But it was funny. It was, people came to VBS. I mean, they
didn't go. That was a good VBS. That was a fun one. That was a fun VBS.
It was very, very good.
It was very fun. There you go. So we did good up into not the North. Yes, the North Wing.
The West Wing, I think. But yes, we're in the North Wing.
North Wing behind the cafe.
At 9:30. And you know what? Here's the deal, too. So, yes, I think you know, like we talked about, my experience was we joined a class that had other young parents, mm-hmm. you know, married people. Our class is so diverse.
Y'all are all over the place.
We're all over the place.
Which is fabulous.
Everybody is welcome.
That's right.
I mean, it is, you know, so there's, I'm a widow. There's another widow. There's three widows in our class, mm-hmm. okay? There are married couples that come yep. to our class. Yep. There are people who have gone through divorce who come to our class. Mm-hmm. There are people who have lost children
yep.
who, you know, when I say lost, their daughter passed away. They're an older couple. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we've got younger couples.
Yeah. We've got older couples. Mm-hmm. We've got people who are married who, you know, maybe their spouse doesn't come.
Right. And you've got newer believers.
We've got newer believers that have been forever.
We
have everything, and we have an engaged couple in our class. I mean, we have everything, yeah. and it is an absolute picture of the body mm-hmm. of Christ.
It really is.
It is, because it is every cross-section, socioeconomic, mm-hmm. you know, ethnic, I mean, everything. We have yeah. everything in our class, and we love it.
Yeah.
Like, Jenny and I, we always do a recap on Sunday afternoon, you know, from the couch. You know,
yeah. yeah.
Okay. So we talk about class. We talk about what was said. Right. We talk about how amazing it is that what we studied, Pastor Levi brought up, mm-hmm. and we're hearing repeated truth. We talk about how this book is correlated to the book we did five books ago, right. and we're still seeing. But that's the beauty of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fantastic class. I mean, and it's not going to be overwhelming for anybody.
Right.
Because we are a little bit smaller.
Yes,
you're
which
not
like
going to be one person walking in to 50 people.
Right.
You are, you know, and some days we have more people than others mm-hmm. because that's just called life. You're not going to be overwhelmed coming into yeah. our class. It's very friendly. It's very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I mean, we have deep discussion, but we have very lighthearted times
sure.
too. And I love my class.
Yeah, it's a great. It really is. It's such a good group. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you to come, because I think Thrive is such a beautiful example.
It is.
Of a connect group that really studies God's word.
Yes.
That really loves one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great class.
It is a great class.
You do a wonderful job.
I take attendance. I know that much. But
you do great. Right? It's the job of the director. Take attendance.
Take attendance. And I sometimes remember to send out prayer requests. No, I send out prayer requests. I mean, you know, it's just...
They pray. We promise.
We pray. I promise we do. And, you know, we right. follow up with people. And, you know, like, when people have things going on in their life, we want to
yeah.
know about them, and we care about them, and we do pray about them.
Absolutely.
And we follow up with them, and that's what you need. Mm-hmm. That is one of the yeah. incredible,
cool
important
things.
Prospects.
And also one of the things, especially if you're new to Sagemont, especially if you're coming by yourself or even just you and a spouse or whatever, y'all's class is at 9:30.
Yes.
Most of y'all go to church at 11:15.
Yes.
And so there very much is that, hey, can I just hang with y'all and walk in with
Come
y'all
on.
And sit with
oh,
y'all?
Oh, it happens all the time.
You know, I mean, there
yes.
is that, because even
yes.
walking into the big church can
oh,
be overwhelming.
It's very scary.
And so,
yes.
no, but speak up.
Not
say,
scary. I shouldn't say it's scary, but it can be overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
When you're walking
you don't have a place
in
to
and you're
sit.
Going and... Oh, where do I sit?
Yeah.
Like, what is going
on? Yeah.
But I think our church does a great job with,
they
you
do.
Know, meeting the visitors and the new people coming in and
Absolutely.
Trying to help them, you know, feel welcome when they come in. I mean, I think Sagemont is a big church, but it's always had a smaller
it
church
does.
Feel to it.
It really does.
You know,
it might really take, that's the thing. Say something.
Yes.
If you're like, hey, I walked into church last week and it was really overwhelming, can I just come with y'all? Like, be willing
yes.
to ask the questions and say the things.
Yes. We'll say, you going to church? Come and sit
yeah.
with us.
Absolutely.
We
love
that.
Love that. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. I love our Connect group. Our teaching is fantastic.
Yeah.
The studies that we do are just, you know,
mm-hmm.
amazing. And so because I feel like we're getting ready to wrap up.
We are.
But I have to share. So... this verse, okay, yes, I'm sorry, my Bible.
No,
well, at
not.
Least you know I read it, right?
It is loved.
So, if I can find it. One of my favorite
I was
going to
say you spilled coffee, but it's probably not coffee.
It's, if you know me, it's not coffee. It may be Diet Coke. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's fine. But this is one of my most favorite scriptures. It says, therefore, having been, oh, this is Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Listen, for while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Is that not amazing truth? Yep. And when it talks about going through tribulations and knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, mm-hmm. and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, those are all those things that, you know, we were talking about, that it's what you know to be true. And because when the bad stuff happens, you can stand on God's word, because this tribulation is going to bring about strength and closer to God, because that's when you run closer to God, is when the bad things happen. But you've got to know his word. So if you're not in a connect group, join a connect group, come to Thrive. We would love to have you. It's a great, great class. And if not our class, find another class, but spend that time. It's like you said at the beginning, why? Because we make time for the things that are important. And at this time in the world that we're in, what is more important?
That's right. Get in there.
Yep.
I love it. Get in there. Thanks for hanging out, friend. It was super fun.
We stayed on topic.
We did pretty good. We did pretty good. Thank you so much. And y'all, if you listen to this and you're like, man, I would love to talk with Cindy, I would love to dig more into something she said, please just reach out to me. I will connect you with Cindy. She would love it.
She knows how to find me.
I do. And one of the things I love about you is all through your life, you want to use whatever God is taking you through for his good and glory. And a huge part of that is sharing it and encouraging other people that are walking through stuff.
It is.
And you do a wonderful, beautiful job.
That's our testimony. That is our testimony. Yep. And if I can ever be of any sort of encouragement to another woman out there whose husband doesn't know the Lord, and we already said this is a different table talk, but don't stop praying.
Yep.
Don't stop praying. And don't stop coming to church, and don't stop putting yourself with other godly women.
That's right.
In your lives, because, you know, you just keep praying, and God is faithful, and God is sovereign above all else. God is sovereign in those situations.
That's right.
Yep.
She would love to talk, and I promise you, it will be fun. You will laugh.
Maybe just a little bit.
You will laugh.
Maybe dance. It I will don't know.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Do Baptists dance anymore?
We do. In certain ways, in certain circumstances, at VBS.
FBS.
There you go.
It's awesome.
There you
Thank
go.
You so much for having me.
I'm so glad you were able to come. It was super fun. I love getting to hang out with you. Y'all, thanks for hanging out with Cindy and I at Table Talk.
Table Talk.
Join us at Table Talk again. We will see you next time. Have a great day.
Bye, y'all.